I was a graduate assistant in the College of Business at Kent State University, and the dean stopped by my office one day, and he said, "Well, Rich, what do you plan to do?" I said, "Well, I'm interviewing with a few people, and you know, the banks, and of course, it was mostly smokestack industries in the Midwest." And he said, "Well, I know a guy that works for a place called the General Accounting Office," which was our name then. And what they do is they basically audit the efficiency and effectiveness of federal programs. Would you be interested? I can arrange an interview for you. And I thought to myself, well, you know, I never really thought about government service very much. You know, I have an undergraduate degree and graduate degrees in business. But, you know, why not? I said, sure. So I went to the Cleveland office and interviewed. And right away, I thought it was for me, the way they described it. In retrospect, I don't think I would have been as happy devoting my life to figuring out how to save $5 off the cost of building an automatic transmission or something like that, or some way to shave the cost of a business operation, as I was with federal service. Because federal service touches so many more people who really need federal programs and federal assistance, and making them work right to make sure that people don't get too much or that people are getting a fair shake is really a rewarding thing. My first supervisor was an old line auditor, you know, it isn't true until you can prove it kind of a guy. You know, I started out for the first couple of months looking at different documents and talking with different people and assembling sort of a beginnings of a story. And I sat down with Al DeFazio and I said, "Al, this is kind of what I'm seeing in all this." And he started firing questions. "Well, did you look at this? Did they tell you that? Did you ask for this kind of a document? What about that? Did you visit this?" And it just opened my eyes to what the job really is. It's not just a matter of an easy term paper you're writing here. You're doing something that is between a review and an investigation, and people are depending on you to get the story right. When we get an assignment, a request from the Hill to do something or to review a program or an operation or a location activity, we form a team. And the interesting thing that most people don't know is how careful we are to make sure that biases aren't brought into our analyses. The different statistical analyses we do, the different range of people that we might interview, the different locations that we might visit are very carefully selected to preclude any bias. If I talk to you, I might get one point of view, but that doesn't make a report. You have to talk to a range of people or visit a range of locations. So I think that is something that most people don't realize. The other thing I think that is important is when GAO shows up, you know, people either have very high hopes or maybe not so high hopes. Some think that we're coming in to save the day. I remember visiting one location in Illinois where I was talking to people about how the federal government's trade assistance was helping them when they lost their job. And one lady was all dressed up. She thought I was there to give her a job. She had been unemployed for 3 years, and when she finally figured out who I was and why I was there, she just burst into tears, which was very sad. On the other hand, I've been with operations and people who know that I'm with GAO and I'm coming there and I'm asking questions, and they will say or imply things like, "Well, I know I'm not going to get a fair shake out of you, so you know, you write whatever you want, but here's how I view the program," which is really disappointing, knowing what great lengths we take to make sure that that doesn't happen. There were three high points in my GAO career. The first one was my work in the European office in Frankfurt, West Germany from 1980 to 84. I traveled extensively through Europe, Africa, and the Middle East, and I had many different assignments that were fun and they were challenging at the same time. Working through sort of a revolution in Chad, the Libyan-backed rebels were 80 miles out of town when I started work on a Sunday, and they were about 10 miles out of town when I finished work that Friday. So that was certainly a challenge, auditing under those kinds of circumstances, and worked in the Middle East and, of course, in Europe. Those opportunities that I had overseas really changed my outlook on how the federal government specifically, but more generally, the American nation is perceived overseas. You know, traveling to distant places in Chad or the Ivory Coast or Kenya to see how different foreign aid operations are working, who's helped, who's not, and why, and what their perception of America is, was just eye-opening. The second major high point of my career, I thought, was working in the Office of Congressional Relations, where I had a first-hand understanding of how GAO interacts with the Hill, what the views of GAO are from the members and the committee, and what GAO needed to do to improve its image and its operations on the Hill, which I would then convey to the top management team at GAO. The third high point was where I ended my career, as Director of Homeland Security and Justice, working on immigration and border security areas. And that gave me the opportunity to see that the vast amounts of money that were being pumped into homeland security operations, border security, and immigration control specifically, were spent wisely. And that got me into a number of different areas, including the virtual fence in Arizona, customs operations at airports, and immigration operations within the United States. It's a very sensitive issue, immigration and border security. And so in dealing with clients on the Hill, you might imagine that you have people who are very much in one camp or the other. One of the ways that I was able to navigate was, is I think they viewed me as an honest broker. And they knew that I wasn't going to see the issue the way they'd like me to see it every time. But they knew that sometimes I'm going to see it the way they wanted it seen, and other times I'm not, but that I'm not going to give them information that is not reliable or that we haven't double-checked and triple-checked. So they could use that information for insight, foresight, and oversight. And it gives them a better idea of what is, and they can make a more informed decision. There are some folks who approach government service as sort of a calling or as a vocation almost. But, you know, I always approached it more of, what a fun way to apply the principles that I learned in business school. I'm not a public policy wonk. I mean, I never looked at government operations that way, not strictly that way. There are programs in government that need to be run better, need to be managed better. And that's what I found was really important. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed an opportunity to make things work better, not only for the constituents of an individual program, but for the benefit of the American people.